Today we celebrate the great solemnity of Holy Trinity, most Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And every Sunday throughout the month of June, there's a different solemnity being celebrated on Sunday. June is kind of the month of solemnity, so to speak. But the Holy Trinity is the central, what the Catechism calls the central mystery of the Christian faith. It's the mystery of the Trinity. And last Sunday, I heard a new variation of the Trinity that's new on me. I'd never heard it before. And so that is that last Sunday afternoon, I received a text message from one of the dads in the parish here. And he texted me and said, "Hey, Father, at lunch, we were saying grace before meals, and my two-year-old daughter began grace with, 'In the name of the Father, Curtis, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.'" So we've got some budding heretics in the parish. So just for the record, I am not God. If anyone needs to hear that, if there's any confusion, I am not God. So, couldn't help but share that. Holy Trinity, Trinity Sunday. Now, the reason why the Catechism calls the Trinity the central mystery of the faith is because this is what sets us Christians apart from any other religion in the world. There's no other religion that claims to have a Trinity. You have various religions that have pantheons of gods or various a collection or group of gods in different setups. I mean, different pagan religions of the past, of ancient South America, or of ancient Greece, or Roman, or the Norse gods, and you know they had a collection of gods, and each god was in charge of a particular thing, whether it be war or fertility or the rain or the sun or whatever it was. But we don't believe in a collection of gods. We are monotheists with only one God. And there are other religions that also only proclaim one God. Most notably, the two other big ones are Judaism and Islam. And both of them also claim only one God, but not a Trinity. There's also, in the United States, there's Mormonism that's a growing religion. But Mormonism also denies the Trinity. They actually believe in multiple gods, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Three distinct gods that are part of the Godhead, but they explicitly reject the Trinity. And so we Catholics do not consider Mormons to be a Christian denomination because they reject the Trinity. So, talking about the Trinity or thinking about the Trinity, especially if you've grown up Christian or Catholic your whole life, like, you don't even, it's not even a second thought. Like, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, three persons, one God. Yep, got it. Okay, big deal. I've got that since I was, you know, second grade. But for a lot of us, our understanding of the Trinity hasn't really developed beyond St. Patrick and the three-leaf clover, and like, which, by the way, is actually not a great analogy for the Trinity, but we're not going to touch that today. So in terms of developing or understanding of the Trinity itself, in terms of just understanding why or how we are set very much apart at odds against any other religion in the world, and just to kind of give you a little bit of a comparison, so to speak, I want to share a story with you from Dr. Scott Hahn. Now, Dr. Scott Hahn is a theology professor at the University of Steubenville, a very prolific writer. He's speaker and traveler. He's really, really big in the Catholic world. But I remember hearing a story from him, I don't know, probably more than 20 years ago, where he was set to debate a Muslim man about the Trinity. And that was the topic of the debate, was they were going to debate the Trinity. And a few months before their set debate, there somebody arranged a little breakfast for them to sit down and kind of have a discussion back and forth. So here he is having coffee with this Muslim man who also has a PhD in Islamic studies. And so they're kind of having their discussion. And just a few minutes into, 4 or 5 minutes into his discussion, he made a reference to God the Father. And the Muslim man pounds the table and says, "Do not blaspheme. Do not blaspheme Allah." And he said, "Whoa, well, what do you mean? What's the problem here?" And he said, "Father, Allah is not Father. Father is human. Father is finite. Allah is infinite. And so to describe to him, to Allah, the quality of man, of generation, of begetting is blasphemy. And I will not stand for it. Do not do it again. And so Scott Hahn's like, okay, well, I'll try to avoid that one. So they're having their discussion and talking through more, and he inadvertently refers to Jesus as the Son of God. And again, do not blaspheme. I've asked you once. I've asked you twice. I will not ask again. It's like, to be a son is finite. And it's blasphemy to say that Jesus, the prophet Jesus, which obviously Islam recognizes Jesus as a prophet, but not God, to ascribe to him sonship is to ascribe to him to be equal to Allah. And that is blasphemy. So he says, okay, how do I get on a common ground with this guy? Where do we start as a basis if we're going to debate the Trinity and I can't refer to the Father and the Son? Where do we start as a common ground between us? And so he started kind of leading him through this process of like, would you say that God is all powerful? Yes, God is all powerful. Would you say that God is all knowing? Yes, Allah knows everything. So he's, you know, trying to establish a common ground. And he said, would you say that God is all loving? And he said, yes, but not the way that Christians mean. And he said, you know, I live in an apartment, and in my current lease, I am allowed to have pets, so I have a dog. But I'm going to be moving across the country, and when I move, my new apartment does not allow pets. And so I love my dog very dearly, and so when I move, I am going to kill him. Whoa. What? I do not want my dog to go to anyone else. And he is my property. He belongs to me. And so when I move, I will kill my dog. That is how Allah loves us. Oh. Do you see the difference between God who is a father and God who is the all-powerful? I mean, Islam itself, the word Islam literally means to submit. And so when you see Islamic prayer, they their face is in the dirt because they are dirt and they are submitting to God, even the way they pray. And so it makes perfect sense within the context of Muslim theology. If you love your dog, then by golly, he's your property. You do with it however you want. And really, it makes sense even when you start thinking about that from the perspective of honor killing within Islam, where, you know, if a son or a daughter leaves the Islamic faith, it is their duty, it's their responsibility in honor to kill their own children. And that has happened. Even here in the United States, it's happened. That's not necessarily across the board, but you could see with a God, with their understanding of the nature of God, why that would make sense. But with an understanding of a Christian God, of a Father and a Son and a Holy Spirit, it is within God's nature to be the Father. And that's how he has chosen to reveal himself. The love of a Father and a Son that is so real, so perfect, that it is the person of the Holy Spirit. This is a truth that, and a way of understanding God that nobody else claims to believe, nobody else claims to understand or to profess. And this is why the Catechism of the Catholic Church calls the Trinity the central mystery of the Christian faith. This is the very, 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 very core. And literally, every single other teaching, every doctrine, every part of moral theology of why we teach and believe and practice what we do, literally, there's not a single thing that we teach as Catholics that does not go back to the Trinity as a foundation. But even our Jewish brothers and sisters, they didn't have that revelation. They knew God. They knew the one Lord, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. They knew and worshiped the same true God that we do. But even then, in the Old Testament, he had not yet revealed himself as a Father, a Son, and a Holy Spirit. And the Lord continues to reveal himself to us today. And that's what Jesus promised them in John 16. And we're talking, this is towards the end of the Gospel of John. We're getting into the Last Supper dialogue. And he says, our first line from our Gospel today, John 16, 12. I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. And I think that's part of why the word Trinity isn't even in the Scripture. You will not find the word Trinity in the Bible. But you will find the Trinity in the Bible. And so today, I think it's worth just kind of digging down and asking, just reflecting a little bit more deeply so that we don't just kind of, oh yeah, Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and just kind of brush it off. But like, it really is a crucial understanding. And I would say one point further, and I'll end with this. How you pray to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit makes a difference. Rather than just praying to God, dear God, please help me with my test. Dear God, please cure this cancer. Dear God, please. There's a difference between a Father, a Son, and a Holy Spirit. And even within our prayer, there's a context of who we pray to intentionally. The Mass itself isn't just to God in general. The Mass is offered to God the Father. Listen to the words of the prayers of the Mass. The Mass is offered to the Father. It's Jesus standing at the altar in the person of the priest, the Holy Spirit collecting the prayer of the church, offering it through Jesus to the Father. The Mass is Trinitarian. May we worship this God who has revealed himself as a Father, as a Son, and as a Holy Spirit.